The pasuk says, when it says Kedoshim Tihu, that tell them Kedoshim Tihu, before that it says that Hashem told Moshe, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to the entire congregation of b'nei Yisrael. To everybody, the men, the women, the sons, the daughters, the gerim, all of them. And tell them Kedoshim Tihu. You should be holy. Why? Ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem, because I am all holy. I want you to be Kaddish because I am Kaddish. This Kedusha, people don't understand what it means, exactly what it is. But the idea is, and look up the Siparnai on this Pasuk, that he talks about that we have to compare ourselves and do ourselves everything we can to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the tachlis of the Bria of the person. Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu K'dmuseinu, he said. We made a person kaviyachol in Hashem's image of whatever that means, which we don't really have asaga what that means. But to be as close to me in resemblance as possible, Be'iyun uv'maisa. Be'iyun means internally, uv'maisa and in actions. I created you with the image of God, the Tzelem Elokim, and you need to be with me and like me, Be'iyun, in the way I think, kaviyachol, over maisa, and in action. This is similar to what it says, v'alachta bedrachav. You have to go in his ways. We can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's beyond our seichel. How could we be compared to him? How could we try to reach him and follow his ways? But this is what Hashem told us. He gave us a tzelem elokim when he created us, that we have the ability to be elevated, to become really, really high, because our souls are a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Truth be told, is the Ummah Yisraelim have this too. And the Alta Sabbatka talked about it a lot. And if they would keep all the Zion mitzvahs, their Tzelem Elokim would shine. But we have beyond that. Chi b'yaseira nedas lanu, we have a Nishmas Yisrael. So certainly we are, like the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Ches, Tzivanu lahadmas lo yisala kefiya yecholes. We need to be, compare ourselves and to be similar as much as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's v'halachta bedrachav. And it says again, lo leches b'chol drachav. It says an example, ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikr chanun, af ata yechanun. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikr racham, af ata hoyeracham. You are compassionate and merciful because Hashem is compassionate and merciful. So in the Kedoshim Tihu aspects, the Gemara says, Eloikeyem shel elu sinei zimahu. The God of these people, Klal Yisrael, hate immorality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises immorality. And he wants you to be Kadosh. He did not say that sexuality is what he hates. It's when it's used not in the confines of a holy Jewish home between a husband and wife, and it's used outside of that. That is what he hates. So it's very, very important to make that distinction. It is also important to understand why you need a lot of siyata d'shmaya and you ask a mayor hayra when you talk about the ideas of kedoshim to you and how to learn what to be machmer on and what not. Because yes, it does say kadosh atzmecha b'mutterlach, that you sanctify yourselves by staying away from things that even if they are permissible, but if you indulge in the permissible, you will be led towards doing something that's forbidden. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about that a lot. If you overeat, it could lead to unhealthy things. If you go overboard with clothing, even if it's not shatness, it could lead to arrogance. If you go overboard with sexual pleasure, even in a kosher way, but it could lead to spreading out in places where it could be destructive. So one has to be careful with that. At the same time, though, a person has to know their madrega. That's why there's a second pshat, the opposite pshat of Kaddish Atzachon B'Mutalach brought in the Yismach Moshe in Parshas Kedoshim. The second pshat is Kaddish Atzmacha, sometimes how you mekaddish yourself, b'mutalacha, by going into the heter, by experiencing material pleasures that are permitted, that will hold you back from forbidden pleasures. That's also a mahalach. And he says, of course, you need siyata d'shmaya, you have to daven takadosh baruch hu for the right balance with this. But there are indeed times, and again, I know Moira Roy's that will tell Bachrim, and then they would tell young men, sometimes, yes, when you're hungry, eat a piece of cake. Rigdemilla never ate these types of things, but he used to encourage sometimes, yes, sometimes you need that boost. And sometimes if it'll help you learn, it'll help you get motivated, and you have a cheshek to eat a piece of cake, make a bracha, rishayna, achrayna, eses, gizuntahein. And it'll help you motivated to learn another couple of hours, fine. Go ahead and do it. So there was also a shikl. On one hand, you're going to say, deny yourself. And I'll get schar for the denying. And it's a mysterious nefesh, like a carbon. On the other hand, no. Eat it. Enjoy it. Make a brach on it. And this will help you. You'll stay away from forbidden things. The same concept is in the marital life. Pas b'saloi, the whole idea of pas b'saloi is that you have this outlet in a healthy, kosher way. And there's two parts to this. On one hand, if you're one-track-minded and you're hyper-focused just in this area, it could lead to bad things. On the other hand, if you neglect it completely, you pull away completely, not only is there shalom bias issues that could come because of that, it could become very negative, and it could also lead you to sin. But it's like a rubber band that snaps. You go too far the other way, you'll bust, and then you'll go and do crazy things in a forbidden way. And in those situations, it's best to, yes, indulge. The word indulge I'm putting in brackets, in like quotes. But it means enjoy the heter. Enjoy the heter. Sometimes you need to take a long walk. Sometimes you need a good nap to get back to yourself. Sometimes you need on Shabbos to enjoy a food. It'll get you motivated to learn later. The Michtam Elio, if you look at the first Chelik, I don't remember paraphrase the whole thing, but as a very young child, he used to learn with his father long into the Friday nights. And in the beginning, when he was younger, his mother made these potato latkes or whatever it was that was delicious, and that added to his motivation to learning. And later he didn't need that. The learning itself was the motivation. Or as another example, is if you getting up very early in the morning and it's hard for you, you're getting up at 5 in the morning, let's say, and you're going to learn and you're in the base medrash ready 5:15, and it's very hard, you're very tired, but you like coffee and the shul has a geschmack of coffee, and you're looking forward, at least when you go there, you'll enjoy the coffee and then you'll learn. Then drink the coffee. Sometimes there's a shikel adas to say, oh no, I'm going to be mitzar myself more, and I'll get more schar and more mesiris nefesh, and that'll get me through. For some people, maybe that's good too. But for most of us, it's not like that. You use those mutadikir taivis, quote unquote, to help you in your avodas Hashem. And if that gets you to get more geschmack, that coffee gets you moving, then let it get you moving. You know, b'pnimius, you're there because of the learning, and you're happy because you're in shul because of the learning and the davening. And you use the coffee to help you with it, kala kavod. So this is just a general thing that one needs to know. They need to ask a moir hara sometimes, or eitz tayva, knowing their personality, of when to use the concept of kaddish atzmacha b'mutalach, like the first main pshat, stay away from the heter so you don't come to the iser, and when to use that second pshat of, yes, get involved in that heter, because by doing that, you won't need the iser. It's pas b'saloi already. You have it, and you enjoy it, and you enjoy it in a mutadika way. Sometimes that's very important. It's very important to teach Eden that they could enjoy life, even Olam Hazeh, being keeping all the Tayer mitzvahs b'shleimus. They could be happy side the guf and side the neshama. This is really two, whether it's two schools of thought or two different ways of looking about the guf and the neshama. In many places in Chazal, the guf and the neshama are enemies, arch enemies. One goes up, the other goes down. Some places in the Chayvus Halvavus, it's mashma like that. Or the Mesilas Yesharim, it's mashma like that. There are other places, like in the Ramchal, in Derech Hashem a little bit, the Das Tfunis a little bit, and in Sifrei Chassidus, the Baal Shem Tov talks about you can't cause your body to suffer needlessly, discourages these fasts or these parishas to the extreme. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for Avodas Hashem. It backfires, especially Bizman Hazeh, where you don't look at it that way, that the body and the soul are arch enemies. Rather, that they are partners. Of course, the neshama has to be on the driver's seat, always leading. You can't have the body is in the driver's seat. It'll lead you off a cliff. Everyone's minded to that. You need the neshama to be on the driver's seat. But sometimes the neshama in the driver's seat has to let the guf in the passenger seat eat a little sandwich, enjoy the scenery, to allow the guf to be willing and be happy to be with the neshama when the neshama wants to learn and wants to daven and wants to do chesed. And then the guf will be happy. I'll give up some of my pleasure to make you happy because you give me something too. It's a pleasant, healthy business deal. And especially according to those mefarshim, that la'asid lavay, to machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. And the Rambam says that the ultimate schar will be just on the soul. But the Ramban says, no, the guf, part of Tchias HaMesim, and the guf, that the guf, just like you did mitzvahs with your soul and your body, la'asid lavay, the main schar is with your guf coming back into your neshama, a refined guf, and they're both being nehenna with the schar of the avodah that you did all through the time that you lived in this world. So the key behind this is kedoshim. We have to uplift ourselves. Kula alma maida that. That even when you don't self-deny, and even when you partake in the pleasures of the world, you do it with a sensitivity, you do it with a warmth, you do it also with always having the neshama in mind. And that is such an important yisoid in Avodas Hashem. Sai with achila, with eating. Sai with the kedusha of marriage, because those things are called kedusha primarily. Bias asureis, macholais asureis. Having eating in the healthy kosher way and having marital relations in the kosher way that Hashem designed it. Those two things in particular are the vehicles of kedusha. Moving away from the negative, but partaking in the what's permissible in a way that's healthy, that will lead you to increase in your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.